I have a new shop, new designs, have a look. Link is in the description. It helps the channel, I'm sure you'll find something you'll like. Thanks in advance, and let's get going. Fellow American citizens, and yes, I am an American citizen, for those of you that do not know, or whatever hollow title that still clings to us on this 4th of July, 2026. 250 years ago, a collection of fractious colonies declared themselves a sovereign people bound by blood, soil, law, and a shared inheritance too precious to dilute. Today, we mark the anniversary, not with fireworks of renewal, but with the low, steady tolling of a funeral bell. The Republic is not dying. It is already laid out on a slab, and the Supreme Court has just signed the death certificate. A few days ago, in Trump versus Barbara, the court delivered its 6-3 verdict. Chief Justice Roberts, speaking for the majority, affirmed that children born on American soil to parents who are unlawfully or merely temporarily present remain citizens at birth under the 14th Amendment. Thus, anchor babies remain the constitutional golden ticket. And now, more than ever, the border is not a territorial boundary. It's a suggestion, and the one institution that might have preserved the distinction between citizen and non-citizen chose instead to erase it. And thus, if everyone is American, then no one is. And that's not rhetoric, it's ontology. Citizenship, once a covenant between a people and their posterity, has now been reduced to a geographic accident and a bureaucratic stamp. When a child of an illegal or a child of an organized anchor baby trip receives the same franchise as the descendant of those who fought at Saratoga or stormed the beaches of Normandy, the word American ceases to denote a distinct people with a distinct destiny. It becomes a participation trophy handed out at the port of entry. And America is now nothing more than an economic zone free for the whole world to plunder. And economic zones alone do not endure. They are administered until the administrators lose interest or the costs become unbearable. And the costs now are staggering. The national debt is no longer a number, it's a gravitational singularity pulling every future generation into indentured servitude. Real wages stagnate while the cost of everything that once defined middle-class competence, housing, education, healthcare, and now the simple act of owning and operating a motor vehicle, spirals beyond reach. 40% of Americans now say that buying and driving a car is simply too expensive. Not inconvenient, not a luxury that they might forego for a hybrid or public transit. Too expensive for the average household. The automobile, the great democratizer of the American mobility and symbol of earned independence, has become another gate that more and more citizens cannot afford to pass. We're not merely poorer in dollars. We are poorer in capacity, in agency, and most importantly, in the quiet confidence that one's labor could still purchase a foothold in one's own civilization. And who presides over this managed decline? A Congress whose members compete to see who can more ostensibly and ostentatiously pledge allegiance to a foreign capital. A president, any president, who must navigate the same donor networks, the same lobbying apparatus, the same threat of political excommunication if he deviates from the script written in Tel Aviv. We're not fighting our wars. We are subcontracting them. Once again, American blood and treasure is being committed to the Middle East, this time against Iran, not because Iranian missiles threaten Des Moines, but because the security architecture of a distant ethno-state requires it. The pattern is so consistent it no longer requires explanation. It requires only the weary recognition that sovereignty has been outsourced. Empires, when they are honest with themselves, well, they don't last forever. The average lifespan of a great power, measured from founding vigor to terminal decline, hovers around the 2.5 centuries. We have now reached that mark with mathematical precision. on the 250th anniversary of our birth as a nation, we are not renewing the experiment, we are embalming it. The Supreme Court's recent ruling did not create the rot, it merely certified that the rot will be constitutional from now on and cannot be challenged. Demographic replacement through birthright citizenship will proceed under color of law. The economic vice will tighten, the foreign entanglements will multiply, and the people who still remember what it meant to be a distinct nation and a distinct people will grow older, fewer, and quieter. So light the sparklers on this 4th of July, sing the old songs in a key of irony if you like, but understand what you are celebrating, not independence, but the final judicially sanctioned stage of dependence, dependence on foreign labor, dependence on an imported group to prop up birth rates, dependence on foreign capital to service the debt, on foreign wars to justify the military budget, and on the comforting fiction that a passport and a birth certificate still confer belonging in a country that has decided belonging no longer matters. The American corpse is dressed in its finest rhetoric. The eulogies are being written in dissenting opinions and angry forum posts. The Republic is dead. The question that remains is how long we intend to keep pretending it's only sleeping. But in death, there is always rebirth, and you have to remember that. And perhaps something better for those that fight for it and forge it is theirs for the taking. Happy 250th, and good night.